Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa's senior U.S. senator says he opposes efforts by some in his party that could partially shut down the federal government. That's if Congress does not pass a stopgap funding measure by tomorrow. Republican Chuck Grassley says even considering the notion is wasting money.
The reason we shouldn't have a shutdown of government, it costs money to shut down the government, costs money to open up the government. It even costs money this week to plan if there is going to be a shutdown of government.
Grassley was speaking to Gray Media on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen says that he's frustrated it's taking lawmakers so long to come up with a plan to fund the government into 2025. The Moline Democrat says there are several parts of the stopgap budget bill that he supports, including several measures to support Illinois farmers.
I've also been focused on getting economic and disaster assistance out for our farmers. That is also something that is in there. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have the time to read through it so that I can vote for it.
The bill also includes allowing year-round sales of E15 gasoline to support corn farmers and the ethanol industry. Without new funding, some parts of the federal government may have to temporarily pause services. The defense has called their first witness in the racketeering conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports it was a former AT&T lobbyist.
Steve Selke was on AT&T email chains about secretly hiring a Madigan loyalist in 2017. Prosecutors say that hiring former state representative Edward Acevedo in a do-nothing, $2,500 a month job amounted to a bribe of Madigan. Madigan's surrogate and now co-defendant Michael McLean had asked the company to put Acevedo on contract as AT&T sought support from the then speaker for legislation. But Selke told jurors he didn't think that would influence the speaker. Selke made a similar claim in the fall bribery trial of AT&T Illinois' former president that focused on Acevedo's hiring and Madigan. That trial resulted in a hung jury. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Courthouse, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
The Rock Island County Sheriff's Office says a man is in custody after allegedly fleeing police in a stolen vehicle before crashing near the Quad Cities International Airport yesterday. According to a news release, a deputy and civilian were injured when police responded to a stolen vehicle report at a Carbon Cliff gas station around 12:50 Wednesday afternoon. A deputy attempted to detain a male driver and female passenger, but the driver fled, striking the deputy and the deputy's squad car. Police used stop sticks to deflate two of the vehicle's tires, but the driver continued toward the intersection of 27th Street and Airport Road in Moline, where he crashed into another vehicle. Both the suspect and the passenger were arrested. The Iowa Waste Reduction Center in Cedar Falls is launching a program to help smaller communities in the region with their composting efforts. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer has details.
The program will help educate 7 communities across 4 states on proper composting techniques, as well as help each town build their own small compost facility. The IWRC's Food, Beverage, and Organics Program Manager Jennifer Trent says the goal is to get those waters off the impaired list, and composting could be a huge help.
Compost has the ability to filter out pollutants and to also break down pollutants. So when water enters into a river, if you have strategically placed compost, you can eliminate pollution from entering into that water source.
Education workshops will start in May and run through August. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
The University of Iowa Athletics Department is set to retire Caitlin Clark's basketball jersey. The Hawkeyes on Wednesday announced a ceremony to hang up the number 22 jersey will take place before the USC game February 2nd. Last week, Time magazine named Clark Athlete of the Year after her record-breaking rookie season in the WNBA. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.